Proclamation number 3476 of 6th of May, 1945. Small faith. Why do you fear and tremble? And why are you so of little faith? Why do you not keep my word which promises you my help and grace? If you believe in my word, every anxiety will fall away from you. But without this faith you are like swaying reeds in the wind, unstoppable and at the mercy of the evil forces which try to uproot you. Without faith in me and my word, it is dark in you and your soul despairs. That is why you constantly have to struggle for profound faith. You have to remind yourselves that nothing can happen without the will of a higher power. You must remind yourselves that the will of the individual person can never determine the outcome of what he plans to do if I don't give my approval. Otherwise there would be no misery on earth if the human being had it in his hands to shape his own destiny. And thus you must acknowledge a higher power which directs everyone's destiny. And once you have gained faith in this higher power, you will also learn to believe in the love and wisdom of this one, if you don't apply the human standard. Imperfection. That is, unkindness and lack of knowledge. You must seek to recognize love above all by reflecting on creation and its creator. If you are open-hearted, you will understand the language of creation which only preaches to you about the love and wisdom of the one who brought everything into being. If you are open-hearted, I myself can instruct you about the meaning and purpose of creation and your earthly life, and then you will also learn to recognize me as love, wisdom and might, and this is faith which makes you strong and defies every adversity, every challenge. And if you hear or read my word with a good will to gain information, you will deepen your faith through it and no longer be timid, for my word contains strength which will flow over you if you receive it with profound faith and live accordingly. Ask and struggle for strong faith. Don't let yourselves be depressed by the adversity of the time, for it will come upon you, so that you will call upon me all the more sincerely and your faith will become unshakable if you visibly feel my help. But I would like to call out to you of little faith. Drop all your worries. Consider yourselves my children from eternity, whom the Father loves from eternity and whom he will never lose to the forces of darkness. And only try to explain all events to yourselves in this love which wants to win you back. And you will become believers, because then you will recognize the purpose and meaning of what I send upon you. You will be able to trustingly call upon your loving Father for help, and your request will also be granted. As soon as you establish the right relationship, the relationship of a child to its father, you will also be able to pray correctly and pleasingly to me and find an answer, for I want to be called upon as father. You shall come to me as true children and grace and strength will flow to you without measure, and you will overcome all sorrow and hardship, for then you will no longer carry anything on your own but your Father in heaven will help you carry it. And know that all adversity will one day come to an end and can be a blessing for you, for earthly life is short but it is decisive for eternity. Amen.